This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today, it's early in the month, but today is that Conversations with Carol show, and I'm running it a week early because we've got Thanksgiving that's coming next week, and I'm going to be out of town, so I thought, you know, I'm just going to do a Conversations with Carol show early. So what does that mean? That means that I really don't have any specific topic. I am going to be talking about this energy because it's really been very, very dynamic. And lots of wonderful changes are coming from the shift of consciousness that we're all going through. That field of group consciousness is really becoming more vibrational high. So I'm going to be talking about that. But most importantly, it's a Conversations with Carol. And what that means is that I'm going to take your calls and answer your questions and share my medical intuitive skills with you. So we can actually, you know, talk about anything. We can talk about the energy. We can talk about other things that are going on in your life, maybe decisions that you're making, or we can talk about medical and health issues that you're dealing with. So if you have a question for me, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good, of course, in the United States. Also, Canadian international callers, good for you as well. If you have to dial an international calling code, then please do, and then dial 877-230-3062. One thing I want to remind you is if you're not in my database, please go in and go on my homepage, left side, down toward the bottom, contact Carol, and put your name into the database because I've got a lot of exciting things that are happening in December. One is that I'm actually giving away a Soulful Connection bracelet that I created specifically for people who book December readings. This isn't a bracelet that is going to be available on the website for purchase. It's very, very unique to the holidays itself. So I've got that. I've also got lots of new products that are on my website right now, lots of downloads of webinars that I've done, and then also PDFs that can be, are printable. So lots of stuff. So if you're not on my database, please at least go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then what you do is just go explore. Homepage has got a lot of information. It's basically just a click on icons that'll take you to places that will allow you to see all the different things that I offer on the website. And then also it'll get you into that database because I'm going to be announcing a lot of new webinars for 2014. It is the year of healing on a higher level. I'm going to be offering some new online classes. I'm going to be offering an intuition mastery class. So I've got a lot of things on the books. I've always got new audios, PDFs, and then I'm going to hopefully, if all the stars align themselves, I'm going to start offering ebooks on various topics about some of the mystical trainings and then all from the Egyptian mystery schools, and then also different ways to look at energy, how to use energy for healing, and then other ebooks on celestial helpers and metaphysics and mysticism and all kinds of information, and just going to really make the website itself a source of information for people who are looking for information to look at things differently. So again, I encourage you to go to my website, www.ritberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R, and be sure to get in that database, and then that way you'll automatically get the notifications, and if it gets to a place where you don't want them, of course you can always unsubscribe. I hope I can keep it exciting enough for you that that won't be something that you just choose to do, but if you do, light and love, and it was great to have you visit. So, also I wanted to let you know, it does seem kind of strange for me to say this, and I don't know why, because I always think, I guess it is because I think of the holidays as happening after Thanksgiving, but because Thanksgiving happens later in this year, it means we actually have less weeks to get ourselves ready with all that holiday shopping. So I have introduced a brand new Soulful Connection bracelet. If you don't know about these bracelets, go to my website, click on that first moving slide that says Soulful Connection bracelets. It'll tell you about the bracelets themselves, what they're made up of, but it also has an audio download that you can listen to that tells you how these bracelets came into being and why they are designed the way that they are and why each one of these bracelets has 13 charms. In the mystery school, we called them amulets. Just a full description of the story behind them and what each one of these 13 different charms symbolizes and how that symbology and the energy and the intention connects you deeper with your soul. I just created a brand new bracelet called Midnight Beauty. It's beautiful black pearls with silver spacers in between it. And again, the 13 charms. So just go check it out and, you know, see all the different colors. I've got a tremendous amount of colors that is available, and some that can go with everything and others that just go with unique things. So again, check out my website, www.ritberger.com. One of the things I always like to do is I like to talk about the energy that we've been experiencing in this month of November, and how that really impacts us. And why, throughout the month with my readings, and then even prior to it, and the energy in October and moving into the energy that we are in December, is that I want to say to you that the tension in the field that we had in October is becoming less and less. That's the great news, because it means that it's going to be easier for us to be able to manifest what we desire. But beginning in November, we hit this interesting place in the energy field. It was like this great movement in the direction that we wanted to go. We were like a Mississippi River that was flowing downstream, and sometimes fast and furious with the rapids, and other times calm and tranquil on the surface, but below the surface moving very, very quickly. And on November 6th, 7th, and 8th, it's like this big Mississippi River hit this bottleneck. And it's like this big river had to go into this little tiny a real narrowing. And then what happened is after the 8th, it started shifting again, and the water flow becoming constricted, or the flow of manifestation becoming restricted. On November 9th, boom, it came back into this full flow again. So when we hit that place with that narrowing, kind of that bottleneck, and that restricts the flow, is that the human brain immediately comes in and it starts awfulizing, as we say in the psychological world, everything and that is awful about what's going on. And we really get a wonderful opportunity to go in and look at our negative perspectives or the pessimism that we have. I did a show on the essence of optimism. We'd all love to think that we're optimistic on all levels. The reality of it is every single one of us has either one or multiple places in our life where that pessimism or that doubt or that lack of confidence or that questioning or that anxiety, whatever word I want to use, is that we reach a place where things aren't going to be good. Well, when we hit that bottleneck, the brain immediately goes in and that psychological coffer and goes, oh my gosh, what just happened? Thought I was moving along, hit this constriction, and now nothing seems to be moving. The difference in the energy now than it even was in October is the energy is really charged very strongly with emotions. It always has an emotional essence about it in the energy field, but the energy right now emotionally is very intense. And it's purposeful for it to be that way, because what it's doing is it's saying to us is that in looking at your life and the different qualities and aspects of your life, are you doing more things in your life out of obligation, or are you seeking personal satisfaction? And the value of emotions is that when we touch something that's repetitive and we get a strong negative emotion, we have a wonderful opportunity to go in and look at that and to find the clarity, meaning get down to that minute, and that's where we are now, the minute nitty-gritty in the clarity, the things that we want to change. No big pictures, right down to that nitty-gritty. and looking at those things and taking the strong emotional charge of obligation, perhaps, or responsibility, or just downright frustration or resentment. I've been getting a variety of emotions in the field and in the readings I've been doing. And what it's doing is it's saying to you, do you want to continue this? And the energy is moving very quickly to support the changes that you choose to make. But if we don't change, then there's going to continue to feel this negativity in the field, and we feel we run into people that maybe they're unhappy campers, or, you know, they cut us off in the grocery store or something. We're going to become acutely aware of the negative emotions that are prevailing in the field right now. So when you get to that place, it's an opportunity for you to step back and to really go in and to look at what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and ask yourself, is this truly you, or does this belong to someone else? And that is the question that I have repeated over and over again in my readings this month. It's a question that I'm going to encourage you to repeat the rest of November, or ask the question in December and going all the way into January. Is this mine? Is it theirs? And if it's theirs, then let it go, recognizing that as long as you hold on to that energy and those emotions, it's going to keep you feeling in this bottleneck rather than in the flow. The energy right now is going, being driven, and it will go this way into 2014, which is the year of healing on a higher level. The energy, the choices that we are being asked to make are not being made around time and money. They're being made around personal satisfaction and quality of life. And if we make choices, minuscule, minute, magnitude, profound, if we make choices based on asking ourselves, are we getting the personal satisfaction we're looking for in what we're doing, then stay with it. And if you feel the emotions associated with the negativity around obligation, then it is truly time for you to change that situation. And that change can be, again, minuscule. It can just be a step in the direction for changing, or it can be that you change everything about that situation. I use Thanksgiving dinner as an example of what I'm talking about personal satisfaction, obligation. And what I love to cook, and I love to cook for huge groups of people. That's when I'm kind of in my happy place, very honestly. And it's interesting because I've done it for so long, and this year I have no desire to do that. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, am I too tired? Have I just got too much on my plate? Is it more time issue or anything? And I realized that I wasn't, as I was preparing for doing the same thing that I have done every year, having my huge family get-togethers, having all of this food where we could actually feed probably four times the number of people that come, and all the things. And it isn't about the gluttony. It's about the fact that I love to cook and have variety. And when I looked at this and I thought, gosh, I don't even feel like doing this year. What's going on with me? And I started feeling really bad. And I realized that I wasn't doing it because I wanted to do it. I was doing it because it was expected of me to do it, because I've done it every year. And for some reason this year, that just really bugged me. And I thought, you know, I'm just not going to do it. So I basically sent out emails to everybody and said, you know, I'm not going to do this year. And and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go away with Bruce and my little Bogie, and we're going to go and we're going to do things very, very simply. Well, you wouldn't believe the response that I got. And then I started realizing is that somewhere along the path of my doing what I love doing the most, with that feeding people and nurturing people and the laughter. My gosh, we used to laugh around the, you know, laugh at the table and jokes and have a great time. And I realized as I started reflecting back, for the last 5 years, there's been no joy. There's been no laughter. Everything has been very serious, or someone is having a breakup, or, you know, my brother's not getting along with my sister, or my sister's not getting along with anybody, or my dad is not doing anything, or my mom is trying. And I thought, oh my gosh. When I realized this, I stepped back and I said, nope. I'm not doing it this year because it's not giving me that personal satisfaction. Now, Does that mean that I won't do it in the future? I don't know. But right now, it's not right because it's obligation. And if it's obligation, I'm doing it for the wrong reasons for myself and for everyone that would have attended the dinner itself. And you know what? They would have known that I wasn't in my happy place. So again, personal satisfaction is the driving force of the energy right now as we prepare for 2014. And if you are going to do something that is not going to give you personal satisfaction at any degree, then it's time for you to step back, evaluate it, look at why you do it, look at what you're looking for from it, look at those warm fuzzies you personally need, and then make your choices accordingly. And the energy flow that we're in right now will support personal satisfaction, and you will feel resistance in anything that you do out of obligation. I'm going to talk more about energy, but let me jump in and let's go ahead to Debbie from Logan, Utah. Hi, sweetie, line one.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, honey. How can I help you?
Well, I think you just did.
How that works? Were you talking to me, honey, energetically?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't figure out why I was supposed to call today. A lot of times I get busy, and I miss your shows, but today it was just on my mind, and I was just like, I've got a call, but I'm not really sure. I think it has to do with my role in the family, and that is exactly what's happening with my family.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma is thinking of dropping a lot of traditions. Of course, she's older now, and she's afraid she's forcing people, and it's this obligation versus joy, and I don't know whether to address the family, you know, there's all this ego stuff going on, and all these emotions that you're talking about, and all of these wedges in our family from things that have been going on, and I have a feeling there's some resentment, and there's some problems, and that, but then on the other level, I'm kind of like, can we just go to the place where we're all one?
Exactly. I say to myself, can't we just sit around the table for 2 hours and not bicker?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we just go to the place where we can drop all that ego stuff? And it's difficult for me too, you know? And mm-hmm. I just don't know what my role in the family is, whether to try to hold, I think we're going to go ahead this year, but next year we don't know whether we're going to just go all our... I hate to see everybody segment, even though I'm probably the biggest hermit in my family. On one hand, my heart is not in the segmentation and the going off. I want to hold the two sisters' families together.
May I offer a suggestion? Any way that you can help your grandmother be able to have the family and the tradition, I would encourage you to take that role and to do that. Even if it means asking people to bring things or to do things, and that may be difficult for your grandmother, so you can ask her, you know, kind of, Grandma, what can you live with and what you, you know, what
well,
can
we had
we
that
do to help you?
Good. I said you're going to, because she's like, I'm too tired and I'm forcing people to, you know, and then at the same time, there must be another feeling of, I want my family together. Is that
exactly
what's going on?
Exactly. And it is important for her where she is and her age. She's really collecting those really important memories. And she, too, is going through this personal satisfaction situation. And it can do with age and it can do with fatigue and everything. But one of the things that it feels right to encourage you is to, any way that any of you can help your grandmother experience this meal and the family together would be of great value for all of you, because with all this tension that is in the field and all this division that is going on and the segmentation that's going on, it is important to pull it together. And then if I may offer a suggestion that when you're all together, maybe you do something like passing a piece of paper around or pieces of paper and you ask questions like, what part of Thanksgiving tradition is really important to you?
Mm-hmm.
And you get their feedback and you get them into those traditions and you get them back into that place where family is important versus the bickering and the egos and all the things that are going on. And, you know, they have kids and it goes on. But I would go back and I would use this as an opportunity to find out, including your grandmother, what is really the core thing that all of you would like to get from this togetherness, and it's not about the food, but the togetherness, and then that will help you build what your next year is going to look like.
All right, because that's what I said to her. Well, don't just throw in the towel. Maybe you need to ask people how they feel about the decisions. I don't particularly want to give up the nativity and the program. It's the only time I get to even see the other side of the family.
And that's what you would put on your piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you'd put on your piece of paper. And one of the things is don't let them do it anonymously. Ask them to put the name on the piece of paper and then write those things down, how important it is. Or, you know, I mean, somebody may say, well, golly, I like the black olives, or I like this, or I like that. That's fine. But it's just going in and finding out what's important. And then as a family, you can take those things that are important, because now you're focusing on importance and tradition and so forth. And then you invite your grandmother to be a part of all of that, and you make it easier for her to be a part of it. If she wants to bring pies, let her bring pies, but do it that way. What it'll do, honey, is it'll also give all of you an opportunity, because of the energy right now, to really look at what's important. What is about that personal satisfaction?
Mm-hmm.
And by dialoguing, but people don't like to talk about those things. It's very interesting, because they're afraid of hurting each other's feelings. That's why, you know, just do the piece of paper. I was absolutely amazed, excuse me for jumping in, but I was absolutely amazed at the emails that I got from these large get-togethers. And I mean, my get-togethers can be anywhere from 28 to 42 people, because they bring friends and everything. And that's usually okay with me. This year it wasn't. And the emails I got back from people wasn't, oh, you're not doing it, what's wrong with you? It was like, I'm going to miss sitting around the table and laughing. I'm going to miss your 8 pies that you do, Carol. 1 would be enough, but you do 8. I'm going to miss. And what that does is it helps me recognize through their eyes what part of me that I was making for dinner or doing that gave me the personal satisfaction. And then it can help me decide what I want to do next year. I would encourage you to do the same.
All right. Well, thank you.
You are welcome. And I'm sure glad this worked out. And I'm glad that you got right in. And, you know, I love synchronicity, don't you?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
You are welcome. And happy holidays and Thanksgiving, sweetie.
You too.
All right, let's take Steve from San Jose. Hi, Steve.
Carol.
Hi, hon.
Hi, yeah. Just a quick thing on Thanksgiving. You know, my wife is the same exact way what you were voicing. And for me, one of our favorite, the best Thanksgiving for me was when I got a private room in a restaurant, and we all sat around, had a great dinner, but they just, you know, they'd bring the plates, take them away. You could say it's relaxed. You didn't have to work. You didn't have to sweat it. You can enjoy your friends, and that was just wonderful.
Yeah, and your wife could have some time and fun, and I don't know, she's probably like me. We get at the end of the day, and we're doing the cleanup, and everybody leaves, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't really get to talk to anybody, and all I've done is cook for 3 days before cleanup. I'm going to be clean up for 3. So anyway, that's something that's really that you can offer. I said to Bruce, it's interesting you'd say that, sweetie, because I said to Bruce the other day when I was making this decision, he goes, you know, is there just something in a female's DNA? And he can talk to me this way, so it's comfortable. Is there something in a female's DNA that they come in programmed that they have to do the holidays the way that the, you know, pilgrims did it and everybody else? And I said, yeah, I guess it really is. And he goes, well, you know, if a guy did it, it'd be like, hey, let's go to a restaurant. Let's do something. Let's laugh, scratch, and giggle, and have fun. So we can learn a lot from you guys.
Well, you know, I mean, it was expensive, but it was worth it, you know.
Sure.
But it was just so relaxed, and no one had to get up and do anything or take the garbage out or
clean your wife up was, your wife was probably different, where there wasn't that obligation kind of hanging over her head, and then that sorting through, and, you know, females with our emotions, we have to live that dinner for at least a week afterwards. Did we do enough? And why didn't so-and-so get along? So good suggestion. We need to learn from you guys. So how can I help you though, hon?
I went to the doctor, actually yesterday, and I have a slow moving leukemia thing that I'm not worried about because it's slow.
Mm-hmm. Slow moving. Exactly.
And then, but then they're kind of got in a tizzy about my heart, and I, you know, I work out and, you know, I swim laps, and I feel pretty good. I mean, I don't have the stamina I used to have, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm going to keel over, but they're kind of going a little bit crazy about my heart valves and stuff.
Good.
And I'm, you know, I don't know whether to, you know, I don't know how serious I'm going to take this, or if I should see a doctor about it or what.
Well, I'm going to encourage you to see a doctor.
Okay.
And I'll tell you specifically why. I don't believe you're going to keel over, but there is a heart valve issue that is something that a cardiologist or a doctor is not going to be able to put aside. And in that process, my sense is, honey, as I touch your energy, it has always been there. It's just the dynamics of your age, the hormones, the shifting that happens in the male body. It's like it's bringing an awareness of something that has always been there.
Yeah.
And the reason that I'm suggesting that you see a doctor, you talk to a doctor about this, is so you can get the information to put your mind at ease that you don't have to necessarily do anything with it.
Right, right.
It's like tapping.
That was my instinct.
Yes. And what it is it's just tapping into their knowledge. You've had this for a long, long time. In fact, you were most likely born with it. But as the male body changes and the different things, those sorts of things, especially around the heart, they just kind of pop up. And knowing the way that you exert the body, which requires more blood flow, and what you actually have is you've got a valve that's a sloppy valve. That's the way I say it. They call it a prolapse valve. They've got these big long names, but it's
right.
A sloppy valve. And what that means is that when you require more from your body, the amount of blood flow is going to increase, and you're getting some regurgitation. And what that does is it can build up a pressure in the heart itself, because not all the blood is being pumped out the way it needs to. There's a little residual, drips back in, more comes in, and it just puts pressure on the heart itself. The interesting thing is my sense is what you're going to find as you talk to them is that they are going to take a wait and see.
Uh-huh.
And the reason for that is that I don't think it's going to get any worse. It's just obvious now to them where it wasn't
right.
Before.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was. Oh. No, that's good.
Yeah. And the other thing is with the leukemia itself, one of the things that do you work with a naturopath or an integrative doctor at all, someone who has a real good kind of a medical sense of the human body?
Well, more they're, well, not so much naturopath as a healer, but then, you know, I eat organic, and we do all that kind of thing.
Right.
And I take a few, I think, good health supplements. But, you know, do you have a suggestion as far as what you were talking about in naturopath?
Yeah. What I was really thinking about is that focus all of your attention in what you're going to do from healing, whether you do it energetically with a healer, you're going to do it through mindfulness or through guided imagery. You could use that as well. Focus on the liver itself. The liver has so many multiple roles, and one of the roles that it has is, of course, it helps us deal with stress because it's the waste management plant of the human body. But it's also very, very intimately tied to red blood cell production, the creation of the platelets themselves, meaning are they abnormal, are they too few, are they too large. And so when we look at the liver, is that if you can work with the liver, it loves greens, red, orange, yellows, exactly in that order, fruits and vegetables, and you look at doing the liver, you don't feel like you need a liver cleanse. We just need to, you know, do a little bit of feeding it the way it needs to, and that will actually increase red blood cell production, which with leukemia, that's one of the things that decreases. And what it will do is that it will help the liver cleanse the way it needs to of any toxin buildup as your body is adjusting and acclimating and honestly being comfortable with the leukemia presence. It is slow. I will validate that as well. And what it'll do is it will keep you from where you don't get so tired. And what my sense is, sweetie, is what that's going to do is the doctors are going to, in the process that they look as cardiologists, and I'll go with them, anytime we have a pronounced fatigue that is different, they're going to automatically look to the heart. The fatigue that you're experiencing is tied more to this leukemia, and it's tied to the liver and the way that the liver isn't necessarily functioning optimally. And if you eat the right foods and maybe even look at doing some supplements, that's why I thought maybe if you had an integrative doctor, you could support the liver to where the fatigue will be less as your body starts the process of working with this and healing with it. So something think about. The other thing is, in my world, the liver is basically, energetically, is live or die. And that's always, everybody goes, oh, my gosh, Carol. But what I mean by that is every choice that we make, we either move closer to the authentic part of who we are or we move away from it. So from the liver's perspective, if we make choices that are out of guilt or anger, because that's part of the energetic emotional dynamics, then what we do is we move ourselves away from ourselves and we depleterate our energy. When we do things out of personal satisfaction, we do things that adds to quality of life, then we start to thrive, and the liver will energetically reflect that as well.
Oh, okay.
So my sense is they're going to take a wait and see, but I would encourage you not to let this weigh heavy on your mind. You know, one of the things is when we get that doubt, whew, that mind can just go berserko bunkos.
No, heck no. I was going to just try to use it to try to get out of doing daily chores.
So, honey, I have to tell you, you just got the excuse to go to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. My gosh, how fast you manifest, Steve. I can't believe this, sweetie. You know, your wife's probably buzzing around trying to figure all this out, and you're just going, you know, I just don't want to do all this work. I think we need to go to a restaurant. Oh, okay, that'd be fine. Anyway, well, good, sweetie. And, again, it is a very slow process with the leukemia, and my sense is that as it continues on, they're most likely going to revisit that diagnosis.
Okay. No, that's great information. I really appreciate that. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, and happy holidays. And, you know, if it's going to be like the Christmas story where they end up in a Chinese restaurant, wherever you go, have a good time, sweetie. All right, light and love to you.
That actually happened to me.
How did I know that? Did you send that to me? You are good.
I guess
good.
So.
You are good. All right. Thank you, sweetie. All right. Well, all of you, please stay tuned. I'm going to be right back to talk more about the energy and then to take your phone calls. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire. Create more satisfying relationships,
enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at RightBurger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, I don't really even have a topic today other than this is a Conversations with Carol show, which means that I am taking your calls and answering your questions. And oh my gosh, we've been talking about Thanksgiving and obligation and personal satisfaction. And so I can even answer questions about your health, which I did when I was talking to Steve in my first segment. So again, very versatile in the intuition. So I encourage you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for international callers, U.S. callers, Canadian callers. So 877-230-3062. Also, I'd like you to know that I do have some downloads available from my webinars. The latest one that I did was on animal companions, understanding the spiritual relationship we have with them and then the soul contracts they have with us. It was actually a webinar that I did with Danielle McKinnon, who is a very world-renowned psychic medium and animal communicator. Information that she shared was absolutely phenomenal from helping us really recognize that while we think that we are the ones that are driving our relationship with our animals, in fact, it's their soul contract they have with us. And many times what their behavior will do will literally mimic where we are so we can see in our lives what needs to change or where we're putting our energy. So just tremendous amount of information. She talks about, you know, what levels animals work on and are they aware of the role that they play in helping their humans? Absolutely. And then also she touches on why, how animals are empowering women. And also why animals really sometimes will choose discomfort, pain, and illness in order to be able to help their human become aware and then also in the healing process. So wonderful webinar. It's 90 minutes in length. You can purchase it on my website, www.ritberger.com. And the Animal Companion webinar actually has a slide on my homepage. It's the moving slide at the top of the page and everything. Just click on it. You can read more about the webinar itself, the type of information that was shared, and then you can purchase it online, download it immediately. And I will tell you, it will change the way you look at your dogs, your cats, your pigs, your animals. Excuse me, the horse, if you have a horse and something, and it just changes the way that you look at, interact with the animal, your animals or animal. And, so anyway, and Danielle is just a love. You will absolutely love her energy. Well, I talked about that the energy right now that we're in, to finish out November, and actually it's a part of the dynamics of the beginning of December, has to do with looking at the things that we do in our life that anytime we feel any kind of resentment or negative emotion, to step back and ask ourselves, are we doing this out of obligation or are we doing it because it gives us that personal satisfaction? That's kind of a moving target for each person and each personality. But if it's giving you that personal satisfaction, then what it's going to do is it's going to help you recognize what you desire to do that is in alignment with who you really are, meaning your talents and your gifts and that natural instinctive aspect of your soul agreements that you have and your purpose on this earth. And when you're in alignment with that soul's purpose, then you have personal satisfaction. The second element of the energy that we're in right now that really is the impetus that's driving this discernment between obligation and personal satisfaction has to do with quality of life. And one of the things that I've certainly, I do readings all over the world, that I've certainly found that it's not just unique to the United States, is that I'm finding people are saying to me consistently, the more I have, Carol, the more unhappy I am. And I did a reading the other day from a person from Dubai, and they said that, you know, we have a lot of wonderful material things, but something is lacking on a spiritual level. And so when we started talking about that, the thing we came up in the reading is the things were driving the behavior, and it was eating up the time in the maintenance. And while they were wonderful things that this person had, they basically were taking away the time that she wanted to be able to nurture her spiritual aspect of who she is and the growth that she is. So we talked about the quality of life, and it wasn't about getting rid of everything and going back. It was about looking at the choices we make and if they bring us personal satisfaction. And if they do, can we make those choices and do something on a daily basis, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour, if our schedule will allow it, but to do things that add to the quality of life. And just in that comment, I could feel her energy shift and all the things that she was resenting that she and her husband and the family as a unit had worked so hard to create became things that honestly were part of the personal satisfaction she was looking for on many different levels. So the energy, personal satisfaction, ask yourself, why am I doing this? And the why question always elicits an emotional response. And if the emotion that you first feel, and it builds on itself, but you first feel is negative and negative emotion, then that means that honestly you're doing it out of obligation. And if something comes up, it says, why am I doing this? And you're doing it, you say, because I like doing it. That's personal satisfaction. And the more you do for personal satisfaction, then the quality of your life will become very mindful, purposeful, have more joy, have more peace within it. So again, that's part of the energy itself. I would like to take, let's do calls because that's what it's about. Antoinette from New York. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yes, you are. I can feel you just bigger than life. It's just like bubbling out of you.
So excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you, and likewise. So you're learning more about you?
Yes. Actually, I attended a workshop with you in Vermont a few years ago.
You did.
And when I walked in, you seemed kind of dazzled by my energy and later told me in private that I was an angel.
Correct.
And at that time, I guess I kind of pretended like I knew what you were talking about, but I always kind of regretted that I didn't ask for your interpretation of what that means.
Okay. So what dazzled me with your energy is it's your innocence. It's that openness that you have around learning, around experiencing. In this angelic energy that you are in form, is it's like a kid in a candy store, sweetie. The energy is big, it's bright, it's bubbly, it's just like, wow, I could eat a sour drop and that would be the best candy I've ever eaten. And that's what it is. Or I could eat a chocolate truffle and wow, that's the best candy I've ever eaten. And when I actually feel that, and I looked at your light, because I'm able to see the aura, I looked at your light, you are literally a new angel on this earth plane. And we have descendants of angels, but you literally are an angel that has come at this time in form to be of service to all of us that are looking for the hope, the courage, to be able to bring back that innocence, to be able to foster that naivety in us. And when I looked at you, I thought, oh my gosh, I had such great reverence and awe of who you were. And, you know, sometimes I'm not subtle. And when I see these angels that have been in light form for so many different, maybe their entire lifetime, taking it upon themselves to move out of that place, to come on this earth, to be of service to us in the way that they do, I literally am in awe. And that's where I was with you, sweetie. I still am.
Aww,
now, what does
you.
That mean? Honestly, honey, it doesn't mean that you have to worry about a lot of responsibility. It doesn't mean that you have to do things right. It doesn't mean that you have to get caught up in the dynamics of the humanness where everything that you do is judged. You've certainly experienced that. in your earth form, and you've certainly experienced the highs and lows of our humanness, the good and the ugly of our humanness, the fact that we speak about love, but we really aren't sure what it is, the fact that we want the truth, but maybe we don't always speak the truth, or we want to trust, but we don't even trust ourselves. You've experienced all of that. And if I may offer to you, this isn't about going in and just bypassing living and being in form. It's about enjoying what you learn in form and to be able to morph that information, those experiences, into something that gives us an opportunity to see things different. One of the things that you feel like you're doing at this point in time is you're actually taking what you've experienced, and you're using this energy right now to kind of weed through the negative emotions. So the metaphor that your soul said, I'm supposed to tell you that it's like you came in with this bag of seeds, and you were handing out the seeds, and you ran into a lot of people that said, "What are those?" And you said, "Seeds." And they go, "I don't want seeds." And it's like, okay. And it's like they say, "Well, I want the full tree. I want the whole harvest. I want everything." And it's like, "Oh, I've got a seed." And over the course of these experiences and the souls that have agreed to help you in your process on this earth plane, is that where you are now, you've had enough people that really don't want the seeds that you're looking in the bag and going, "Yeah, it's the same bag of seeds it always was." And then you're looking in there, you're going, "Okay, do I have any rocks? Do I have any pebbles? Was I giving people seeds, or was I giving them, you know, a rock that came out of the harvesting of the seeds?" And you're questioning. That's very healthy. But your job is to be that Johnny Appleseed. Your job is to give the seeds to those who are ready, and those who are not, then so be it. So let me see if I can ground this a little bit more. Can you go back with me? Not this Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday. What was going on then, sweetie? Can you go back a week this last Tuesday? A week from yesterday.
I might have had an interview.
Ah, you had an interview. How did it go?
Not good.
Well, darn, that person didn't realize the seed that you were offering that person. Doggone them. And it's like, okay, so the gift of that is you don't fit there.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that the task of the job, you don't fit there. You just didn't fit there from the standpoint that the person interviewing you and the philosophical approach of the business interviewing you, it's just not you. So
yeah,
the humanist could go in and
that,
go ahead.
I find that everywhere. I mean, I'm concerned that I don't really fit anywhere.
Well, honey, I hate to be the bearer of that news. You don't. I don't mean that lightly.
No, I know.
You're not supposed to become enmeshed in this part of our humanness that we have lost ourselves or disassociated or whatever psychological word I want to throw at it. You're not to fit like everyone else, because that's not who you are. It's not possible. And this angel in the form that you are that has come at this time, you are not to fit. However, that doesn't help with living on this earth plane. So one of the things that I encourage you to do is, based on this experience, and the energy of clarity, is to look at the experience and to, naturally, you're going to look at what your shortcomings are. Please don't do that. Look at the company. Look at the philosophy. Look at the person that interviewed you. Didn't listen. The person, I don't mean to speak poorly, but they were more interested, like, next, like they were coming in and we were interviewing for Santa Clauses or anything. And look at what kind of company you want to be with, the type of people you want to be with, does the company match your energy? Does it match your task? And then look for something from that perspective instead of the perspective of humanness, because, we need you. We need you. And honestly, I have to say to you, you're not going to fall into the abyss of this humanist. I mean, you may try, throw yourself in. You're just not sweet. Your energy is going to always have that purity of innocence and naivety about it, and that's what we're looking for. So,
is there a main color to that vibration?
Well, the first instinct was yes, and then that angelic part of you said, no, not a single color, Carol. We have to kind of do this whole rainbow bit. So the thing that I can tell you the most is I'll tell you what it looks like in the energy of the layers. The first layer is that you're a white, but you're like a transparent, opalescent white. You have a lot of light blue. I can pick up a little bit of teal, and I can pick up blue. That lets me know that you are here to speak differently in how we are to live our life. The second color that I come up is I come up with a color of magenta. That means the first chakra red has a purple infusion in it, that your work is to help people move beyond the limitations of their fears. Very clear. Fears around survival. Very clear. The next color that comes in is kind of what I would call a razzle-dazzle rose in my crayon box. That razzle-dazzle rose is a combination. It's a pink, red, yellow. It's got a lot of blue, a lot of lavender, a lot of purple. That is the color of compassion. You are a compassionate angel, and you come from the order of compassionate angels, and you come from the order of Gabriel. So you're kind of like a protege. And then the next thing I get is I get golden, which is a lot of instinctive wisdom. You don't have a lot of acquired knowledge to fall back on. It's like you came into this earth with all this wisdom, but not necessarily a translation book. And then the color that I find deepest and closest to your physical form is a very, very beautiful emerald green blue. And that lets me know that you are here to help people speak their truth and to authentically and compassionately accept who they are in order to heal the thoughts and the emotions that basically create the limitations. You're here to help people go back into their innocence. And you will do that through your creativity.
Wow. Thank you so much, Carol. I can't
you are welcome.
So
are you familiar with Gabriel?
I don't really have any particular angel that I've worked with.
Yeah. I can understand that. Gabriel's an archangel and kind of hangs with all the other angels, so I could see where there's that definitiveness about it. The angelic realm has decided at this time that while the archangels themselves may not, and I say may, not actually come into form, there are other angels who have not been in form that have that beautiful innocence and compassion about them, because that's the realm, that they are actually volunteering, such as yourself, to come into form. And you may or may not ever to come into form again. And it isn't because you don't like it here. And it isn't that we're so frustrating here. It's just that you chose to do this in this time where we, in our humanness, need you and all of you and angels who have not been informed. We need you now more so we can have those moments of like, OMG, like I did when you walked in the room.
Oh, wow.
You brought me back to remembering what's really important.
Wow.
So,
thank you very much.
You are welcome. And all of my listeners, this is a wonderful opportunity. There are not a lot that are actually gracing this earth. There are a lot of souls that have gone through the angelic realm and the orders to get where they are. But you just had, I just got goosebumps all over me, you just had the pleasure of listening to the vibration of the voice of a true angel. So, wow. All right, so golly, time just flies when we're having fun. So what can I say about this energy? Boy, I'm kind of at a loss for words. Can you tell that? Because really this whole show was about this personal satisfaction. And about quality of life, and who better to come in and to help us gain the clarity around that than we just had with Antoinette. And the energy right now is the personal satisfaction we're looking for is we want to go back to that innocence. We want to go back to the place where everything felt we were naive. We want to go back to that place when we were that little child where every toy just was bigger than life and the color was more pronounced and the sounds it made just made us giggle and laugh. Even though it may have frightened us, it was like it just made us giggle and laugh. That's the personal satisfaction we're looking for. And if we can find clarity in that satisfaction and the innocence and the naivety, then it opens up a whole new world of options and opportunities for us to make choices that create the quality of life that we are truly intended to live on this earth. And that quality of life is first and foremost driven by the emotion of joy. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I will be back to talk to you more, but you can listen to the show on the archives. Light and love and good health to all of you.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.